Shabbat Shalom. I didn't find out until I walked in this morning that I was going to substitute for a scheduled speaker, but I think that it's going to work out okay. The Parsha reading is Parsha Vayeshev, and it's from Genesis 37, verse 1. To 40:23, which is the end of chapter 40. Basically, this involves the story of Joseph. Anybody not know who Joseph was? Okay, so this will make some sense to you then. As you know, Joseph had a couple dreams. And he was a 17-year-old kid, basically, you know, probably not much older than Malachi. And he decided he was going to go brag to his brothers about these dreams he had, you know, about his she's bowing down. And then he had another dream similar to that and told his mother and his father and his brothers again about these dreams about, like, you know, like he's like this, you know, the head honcho kind of a guy. And so, you know, you can imagine that they're saying, who's this punk kid telling us that, you know, that we're going to bow down to him, you know? And so they really didn't like him very much. But Joseph was very obedient. You know, he's obedient to the Lord, obedient to his father. You know, basically, you're all around boy next door, good kid. So in obedience, Joseph went to go find his brothers to find out how they were doing, because they were off, you know, feeding flocks and taking care of them some distance away. And the brothers saw him coming and basically threw him in the pit, you know, sold him to the Ishmaelites, who then sold him to the Egyptians. So Joseph gets sold to Potiphar's house. And like all good stewards of the Lord, you know, he works as under the Lord, does his best, trust the Lord that, okay, well, I'm going to make the best of this. You know, so he does what he's supposed to do. And so, lo and behold, during this time of doing what he's supposed to do, trying to do right, you know, his master's wife decides, hey, you know, you're not too bad, you know. And so she, you know, tried to entice him, and he wasn't going for it. He said, no, this is wrong, I'm not going to do it, you know, and so forth. But she kept at it and kept at it and kept at it, and he kept saying, no, 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 I'm not going to give in. And so eventually she tried it with nobody was around and pulled off his cloak, basically. He ran. How many know that you should run from sin sometimes, not hang around? Okay? So he ran. Well, he got blamed anyway. So she makes up this big story and told Potiphar, you know, he tried to do this and so, you know, and he got pretty upset about it. But keep in mind, I don't think he believed her. If he really believed Joseph did what she said, you think he'd let him get away just going to prison? I think he would have had him, you know, executed. So he throws him in prison. So here Joseph is in prison. Man, oh man, I did what I'm supposed to do, did what was right. I get blamed for something I didn't do. Now here I am in this prison. You know, and prisons aren't like, back then they sure weren't like they are now, where you got TV and pool halls and whatever else, 3 square meals a day and all that, what they have in prison now. You know, it wasn't a pleasant place to be, but I'm going to make the best of it. So he does. And God gives him favor with the jailkeeper and puts him in charge of all the prisoners. So he keeps up and you know, everything is going as good as it could in a prison. And he gets two guys that he has to take care of that were servants to Pharaoh, the baker and the cup handler. And you probably remember that story. And they gave him the interpretation, or he gave them their dreams, and he gave them the interpretation. For one, it ended up being good news that he was going to be restored. And the other, that the guy, you know, it wasn't good news, and he was executed. So this part, there's two contrasts in what we're going to read here. And this part is, you know, things will go well eventually if you do what you're supposed to do, you know, your good works will eventually be rewarded. Now, in contrast, okay, we come to Judah and Tamar. And Judah had three sons, okay, and it was Er, Onan, and Shavuel, I think his name was. And Er died, and Tamar had no husband. Well, according to Jewish custom, the widow was to marry the brother, you know, the next in line brother. And so she does. Well, he doesn't like this too much, you know, and he refused basically to father any children, and so God kills him. Now, the next son in line was a little bit too young. Okay, so he says, Shelah, you know, when he's grown, you know, I'll give him to you. You know, when he's old enough, I'll give him to you as a husband. But he didn't do it. And when he came of age, he just didn't do it. So Tamar decided, well, for whatever reason, she's going to basically disguise herself, dress up like a harlot, and go out into the courtyard, or out in the street corner. Well, Judah sees her and doesn't know who it is. So he decides, oh, well, my wife's dead now, and I'm going to, have relations with this person. And she says, well, what are you going to give me? And he says, well, I'll give you, such and such. And he says, what are you going to give me as a pledge? Well, I'll give you, I'll let you, for collateral. I'll give you this ring, and this staff, and so, and goes on her way. So later on, when he's going to make good on this promise of payment, can't find her. Nobody knows where she is. Nobody knows who she is. And so eventually, somebody finds out and says, well, Tamar was playing the harlot, and it still didn't dawn on him who it really was. So she says, well, we got to take care of this. We're gonna execute her. And then she comes up with this ring, and the staff says, oh, hey, whose stuff is this? And everybody knew it was Judah's. And so Judah basically admitted, that he was wrong and kind of let her go, but he was found out. Now, the moral of this part of the story is sin will find you out. Pretty much similar to what was going on here. Judah was a leader and, one of the sons of Jacob. And, and he did what he should not have done, and he was found out. Similar to a famous evangelist of a few years ago, and if I called his name, you'd remember. But he had a huge, huge ministry, great singer, good preacher, and he fell in this exact same way. Because sin will find you out. Okay, so you have a contrast of righteousness coming out for your good, or following after sin and not so good. But the good news in all of it is that it's not our own righteousness and it's not our own sin that that we really have to worry about. It's what we do with Jesus Christ, who covers both. Jesus Christ is our righteousness. Jesus Christ covers our sins if we'll repent and come to him. Shabbat Shalom.